It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am encouraging myself to believe in the power of my own prayers. And I got this idea as I was reading in the book of Acts during the time of Peter being in jail. And so while Peter is in jail, there is an entire church praying for Peter's release. In another instance, there is a group of believers gathered at the home of Mary. This Mary is the mother of John Mark, and they also are praying for Peter's release. So as we know, the angel appears in the middle of the night, escorts Peter out of jail. The first place Peter goes is to the home where these believers are gathered in prayer for his release. And there's a woman who answers the door. Her name is Rhoda. She is so amazed that it is actually Peter standing at the door. She leaves him on the other side of the door while she races back in the house to tell the others that Peter has been released. They too are just astonished. In fact, in Acts 12:15, when she tells them Peter's been released, they say to her, "You are out of your mind." When she insists it's Peter, they say it must be his angel. So it's a perfect example of not believing in the power of our own prayers. The scripture today is Micah 7:7. As for me, I look to the Lord for his help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God certainly will hear me. So today I'm going to believe in the power of my prayers, and I'm going to really understand the weight that they carry. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.